Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is open for your listening enjoyment. Radio Thrift Shop features folk, folk rock, jazz, independent, and homegrown music from the past century of recorded sound. And today I am happy to welcome aboard WLSLLP 92.7 at St. Leo University in St. Leo, Florida. Welcome to the Thrift Shop, and I do hope you enjoy the experience. We love community radio. We love college radio. We love radio in all of its wondrous forms. I just love that guitar solo. You can't see me, but I am definitely playing air guitar here. Well, recently on the Thrift Shop, I have been playing themed shows, or shows with themes, and today's theme is music about the elements, the earth, the air, fire and water. Earth, air, fire, and water. It's music for the elements here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Trying to get a job, doing time, taking your game. fetch a pipe and sit with me. I hear them horns go hard again. Someone's caught inside again. Samuel, close the door. Hold my hand and talk to me. Vision's getting dark again. Someone's hurt and wrong again. Sammy, help the head. Sammy. them horns go hard again. Someone's caught inside again. Every day I watch you fly. Every day when you go by, I always call out. Oh, I want to go where the red winds blow.
Musica Orbis here on the Radio Thrift Shop from their 1977 LP To the Listeners. That was the Fire Opal sequence. Welcome, Samuel, Red Winds, and Cataracts. Again, that's Musica Orbis with Tom Stevenson on drums, vibraphone, marimba, percussion, cello, and vocals. David Clark on glockenspiel, marimba, vibes, and double bass. Bob Loisel on organ, piano, and guitar. Bob Stoughton was the engineer, with Callie Coburn on vocals, harp and electric piano, along with Kitty Brazelton on flute, recorders, and keyboards. I'll be back with more of the Radio Thrift Shop right after this.
Statistics help researchers, governments, and other organizations arrive at informed decisions. Along the way, there are often surprises. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
These are sounds of people collecting water from a hand pump. We can hear that it's a real hive of activity because the water sources are a central meeting point for community members.
Eric Vance is a statistician and an associate research professor in the College of Science at Virginia Tech. He and his team conducted a study in Mozambique trying to determine the impact of the use of hand pumps at village wells.
So in a community that receives a hand pump, there are families that use the hand pump and also families that don't use the hand pump. One of our areas of research is figuring out what are the factors that will cause a family to accept that technology or not. And the main factor is just distance to the hand pump. The closer it is, the more likely they are to use it. But another factor, and this was a surprising finding, is that some of the women don't like using the hand pump because that means that they have to stay within their community because that's where the hand pump is. But an hour away, they get to meet with women from other villages that share that water source. They're out of their home, they're out of the village. It's their own free time and free space, and they miss that by using the water source that's really close to home. If you understand some of these other issues, that can help you in designing the next generation of hand pump or in locating the hand pumps differently, which would allow for more of that social interaction.
We'll hear more about statistics in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Well, it's time for the mailbag here on the Radio Thrift Shop, and I've heard from Appio Ludd out in Oregon. He says, DJ Frederick, in recent times, I have listened to only a little radio. There's a station near where I live called Free Will Radio, on which I sometimes do a show. Difficult Times, that's the name of his show, apparently. Then I also listened to the old-time country and folk show Mixed Up Confusion on the same station. Unfortunately, I can't listen to one show I would love to hear. My friend Ron in Canada does a great show at Tree Frog Radio, but I only get to hear that when I visit Canada. Thanks for writing, Appio. That's Appio Ludd from Williams, Oregon. If you'd like to write to the Radio Thrift Shop, the mailbag is open at 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. Again, that's the Radio Thrift Shop mailbag, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. Today on the Thrift Shop, I'm playing music about the elements, earth, air, fire, and water.
Thank you.
That's the Australian group Taman Shud from a fantastic soundtrack LP to a fantastic film, Morning of the Earth. That's a tune called Bally Waters. Before that, New Hampshire group Earth Echoes from their one and only cassette tape, which was released back around 1990. We heard Water Music. We started that set off with Popol Vuh and Song of Earth. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and today I'm playing music of the elements, the earth, the air, the fire, the water. I'll be back right after this.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. About 15% of U.S. adults do not use the internet, a new Pew Research Center analysis of survey data reports. In the year 2000, almost half of Americans did not use the internet, but that rate of conversion has slowed the past 3 years, the survey reports. A 2013 Pew survey found three reasons people do not use the internet: no interest, too difficult to use, and too expensive. Younger Americans and those that live in urban areas are more likely to use the internet, the survey found. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC. Thank you.
All right, some beautiful music from Andrew Kidman. A song called Rain from another surfing film soundtrack. That was a soundtrack from Litmus. Before that, we heard Susan and Richard Thomas with The Great Waters Elegy from a privately released LP from 1973. And we started off with Gabor Szabo and Fire Dance. Well, you've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, freeform radio at its zenith. From Marconi to the space age, there's always something to celebrate on the airwaves. I'd like to say thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.